Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
When it comes to legislation, the first question for any public policy organization should be, are you here for the short stay or are you in it for the long haul? At the Montana Family Foundation, we've proven time and again that we're here for as long as it takes. In 2012, we led the charge to force abortion providers like Planned Parenthood to notify parents before performing an abortion on a minor. That ballot referendum passed with 71% of the popular vote. 2 years later, we upped the ante and required parental consent, not just notification. It was a bridge too far for Planned Parenthood, and they sued. Now, 7 years later, the issue is still winding its way through the courts, and we're still waiting for a final verdict. When it comes to major changes in policy, legislation may just be the first step. Once legislation turns to litigation, everything slows to a crawl. As the old saying goes, the wheels of justice turn slowly, but they grind exceedingly fine. We've been involved in many of these cases over the years, and yesterday, one of the cases took a major leap forward. As most of you know, we're involved in four main issues: life, marriage and family, religious freedom, and school choice. And when it comes to school choice, we've written many bills over the years. One of those bills was a tax credit scholarship bill that we first introduced in 2009. It allowed individuals and corporations to donate money to scholarship granting organizations, then receive a tax credit for those donations. Children could then apply for scholarships and use that money to attend the school of their choice, including private religious schools. In 2015, the bill finally became law, then the Bullock administration threw a monkey wrench into the system by blocking the use of these scholarships at private religious schools. We anticipated this type of move, so at the very beginning, we had a law firm that successfully defended a similar bill out of Arizona, clear to the Supreme Court, help us write the legislation. Knowing the program would wind up in court, we used the Supreme Court's own language in our version of the bill. When the case, which is known as Espinosa v. Montana Department of Revenue, finally went to court, our side had two quick wins at the district court level. What was even more encouraging was that the two Montana district court judges used the U.S. Supreme Court's own language in their decisions. Then, we ran into a brick wall at the liberal Montana Supreme Court. The court said the program was an unconstitutional use of state dollars, and they wouldn't allow it. In our opinion, that's classic viewpoint discrimination, which led to yesterday's filing of a petition for a writ of certiorari at the United States Supreme Court. The petition, also called simply a cert petition, is a petition asking the United States Supreme Court to review the decision of a lower court, in this case, the Montana Supreme Court. Since we've already won a similar case out of Arizona, we're hoping the U.S. Supreme Court will grant cert and reverse the Montana Supreme Court's decision. Yes, the wheels of justice may turn slowly, but this time we're hoping they grind exceedingly fine in our favor. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.